You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Probably will wrap up by then today. I don't know. We've got so much good stuff. We might have to stick around longer today.
Oh, I'm busy.
What are you doing? You're not doing anything. You are not doing anything.
I'm busy.
What are you doing this weekend? I'm curious.
Well, I will tell you one thing. I don't want to sound like an alcoholic, but I got to run by the liquor store because I got to get some of that. It was actually a question on Boys Against the Girls yesterday, that Knob Creek whiskey.
Yeah, yeah.
Smoky maple, their new one. It tastes like pancake syrup. And I just have a glass or two on the weekends, and I tried it. I got a buddy that bottle of that for his birthday, and we tried it, and it was like, oh, my God, really good. So I'll probably just be sitting around intoxicated, Dom.
Great. Fine example. You.
No, I'm not. I don't drink a lot, but I got to get some of that.
Nice role model.
Honestly, you know what else we're going to be doing?
Mm-mm.
We're going to be cleaning up our dining room area because that's where the kids have been homeschooling or remote learning. Remote learning. There, we kind of situated the entire living room, dining room area with a couple additional desks in there so they can spread out and... Mm-hmm. We will be packing that up this weekend because kids
Hooray!
Be going back on Tuesday.
Well, don't pack it too far away. You'll need it again in like 3 or 4 weeks.
I know. That's what we said, too. It's like, we're gonna shove it in the basement for now, but we might have to bring it back up. But as of right now, the kids will be back on Tuesday, which is much, much needed. Mom and Dad are, you know, we're tapped. Definitely tapped. But we did have a little conversation last night about how it's actually... It's been kind of nice because we have been able to spend time with our kids a lot more time than we normally would have, you know, in their young age when they're still fun and you still love them and all that. We've got to spend more time with them than we normally would have. And that's actually been really nice. So a little bit of silver lining there.
I'm just thinking.
Got something snarky to say?
No, it wasn't snarky. You know me, I ponder and I think
thinking about
these
it
things.
Here.
I process. Wonder how many people, I guess that's nothing new. Because people have realized in relationships through the pandemic that they really don't like somebody.
Sure.
You know, when you're only around somebody for a certain amount of time, it's easy enough to kind of coast right past, right?
Yeah.
But when you spend all this time, so like there's a lot of people who in a relationship have realized, man, when they were absolutely fine in small doses, but when you're with them a long time,
yeah,
I don't really
they're
like
horrible.
Them. And
I'm wondering
how many people have come up with that thought when it comes to their children.
Absolutely. It is difficult at times.
I don't really like my kids. I wonder how many people say that.
But the thing is in a relationship, you can walk away. You're like, I'm out of here. It's hard to just say, it's hard to walk away from your children, Dom.
Push your kids out the front door and say, you're on your own.
Well, it was fun. No, you know, can't do that. So you
animals
just gotta...
in the wild are on their own usually within just a few months.
No, you gotta fight through it. It's difficult. Sure is, man.
Do you like your kids?
Absolutely. Love my kids, man.
No,
the
I
best.
Know. There's loving and liking.
I like them to pieces.
Like
I like them to pieces.
Do you? Okay.
I do.
Is it listening right now?
No, but when you get up at 3:30 in the morning and you have to, you know, Nicole gets up with me too because that's when she gets some of her work done and workout done. When you're up that early in the morning and then you have to carry over to become a teacher during the day and then take care of your nightly responsibilities, personalities collide with everybody.
Right.
It's hard.
Yeah, it is.
It's real hard. It sucked. But you know what? We're all in the same boat right now, parents.
Think about, you know, like pioneer families who would have like 3 or 4 generations in every house for years and years and years. And
right.
They might have 12 people under one roof.
But at least there were jobs for those people to go do and those kids. Like go milk the cows, go work in the barn, go plant some turnips, tend to the ox. Now, when you're
tend
to the ox, when you're in suburbia, you know, and you don't want to play with the neighbor kids, everybody's inside.
Yeah.
There's no getting out. And Reed was like fussing with me last night because he had to do like a couple chores. He had to take the recycle out and he had to do, you know, go make his bed. And I got in his kitchen. I was like, buddy, what if we lived on a farm? We talked about moving to a farm. You know what you would be doing? You'd be scooping horse poop. Now take the recycle out. Walk the 30 feet to the garage and put the recycle out. Give me a break. They don't know how good they have it.
It's the truth, man. It's the truth. Go through that all the time. So
yeah. So come on, Tuesday. Yeah. So that was totally different than what we were going to talk about.
Well, there's all sorts of things, because I ended up not liking what we wanted to talk about this morning at 7, and so we're just going to, Jeremy, you agree, right?
I agree. Yeah, we even posted it on Facebook, and it fizzled out on Facebook, so we kind of know at that point, it's not going to work.
Instead, I was thinking about, and I don't even know if we want to get into this now, but let me just share with our listeners what we were talking about off the air. Off the air, Jeremy and I were marveling over how random conversations with someone can change the entire path that you're on for your life.
Right.
Like, for instance, if Nicole 16 and a half years ago had not been listening to this radio station.
Yep, this show.
For the moment that she was. Let's say she had been busy and she didn't tune in until 60 seconds later. All right? Yep. Maybe even 30 seconds later.
Yep.
And she had not heard us on the radio talking about how we were looking for a new producer for our show. She would not have gone to you and said, hey, Jeremy, this radio station I listen to, they're looking for someone. You wouldn't have come down and applied, got hired, and now... on the top-rated morning show.
Be here for 16 years, yeah.
In Denver.
Right.
Because of a random conversation.
It kind of boggles the mind to think about that. Like, if she had spilled coffee in the kitchen and had to wipe it up, you know, for 30 seconds, and then was 30 seconds later getting in her car.
Then you would not be here.
Who knows what I would be doing right now? No idea.
My dad had a random conversation when it was just days after my 16th birthday. He had a random conversation with our next door neighbor. God, I wish I could remember his name. I'll think of it in a minute. Who was a carpenter. And this carpenter was telling my dad, because my dad was just having a, you know, random chat with a neighbor out in the yard. And like, what are you up to these days? The guy's like, yeah, believe it or not, I'm actually installing like a console for a radio station. This radio station's building new studios, and I'm building a console for them. And my dad said, hey, my son really loves, my son is thinking that someday, you know, he might want to do radio. My dad came in and told me. He goes, this KFMN radio station is building new studios. You should go down and talk to him about a job. And that's the thing that got me off my butt and had me go down and apply.
And here you are.
I am here now doing a morning show in the Mile High City because of that one random conversation with my dad and a next door neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole cascading thing that happens, and all of our listeners, every one of our listeners can take a moment right now, even if you're behind the wheel of your car, you think about one conversation that changed the entire direction of your life.
It could be anything. I mean, we've covered job-related stuff, but, you know, even meeting your spouse or having kids, and then a kid went on to do great things, you know, like, what if we didn't have that kid?
Okay, so you have Reed and Lila, and the only reason you have them and the reason they are the people that they are is because of you meeting Nicole, but what was the instant that could have changed everything with you meeting Nicole?
Right, because a mutual friend had gotten me a job where Nicole worked. That's where we started flirting, hitting it off at that job. If I had never met that mutual friend.
Or what if that mutual friend, if you didn't see him for a week.
Right.
And then the conversation never came up a week later.
Yeah. Right.
So it was a random conversation.
It hurts your mind to think about it.
At that time, then not only do you not meet Nicole, you don't get married. Reed and Lila are not walking the earth right now.
They would never be around. Correct.
Because of a random conversation.
Absolutely. And the weird thing to think about is things that you're doing today within minutes from now could, you know, affect your life 20 years down the road, 5 years down the road. Things that you're doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Woo! Is your mind blown?
You don't want to think about that because you would second guess every step throughout your day. You would dissect every conversation. It's just you're better to go off willy-nilly into your day and just let life happen. Let the leaves fall where they may.
And know that things are going to cascade.
Yeah. Yeah, it's trippy to think about, isn't it?
Woo!
Deep thoughts, guys.